a popular Outcast production.
Podcasting is hard. Everything
they touch.
Why do I hear myself in the microphone?
Because I haven't plugged in.
Oh, she's gonna do it.
It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. You're fine.
Are you sure?
You're fine.
Okay.
You can tell she's a mom.
You're fine. You're fine. Everything's fine.
Is it? Is
You're
it
so
okay?
calming. You're a calming presence.
Oh my god, my kid fucking lost her shit today when Jeff left to record.
Aww.
Yeah.
Just missed him?
Like, we came home from seeing my grandfather, like, we had lunch. Well, we didn't even have lunch yet. Jeff, like, grabbed a sandwich and left. And she's just, like, standing at the door, just bawling.
Aww.
That's so sad. And I'm just like, come on, let's go sit down. We'll play Mario Kart. No, no Mario. Daddy. I'm like, aww. This is going to be a fun 3 hours. And then she calmed down, and we had lunch. It was fine. Everything was fine. It's fine. It's good. It's fine.
Hey, there's a redheaded scientist sticker thing.
Yeah, that's
Stella Supernova?
That's been for months.
I use that, like, all the time. It's, like, the only one I ever use.
I'm pretty sure it's almost been there for, like, at least since the summer.
I was using it.
All right, so I'm not current on stickers on
Facebook.
Yeah, okay, it's not something we should be proud of, being too current.
Although, in honor of President Obama making June National LGBT Month, there's a set of LGBT stickers on Facebook.
Yeah, they're called the new Pride stickers.
Go Facebook.
They're very exciting.
They are great. If you have the Facebook, and most people do.
There's a drag queen on it.
I know, right? It's so a la RuPaul. It's fabulous. I love it.
And there's a bunch of...
There's a leather daddy with a chihuahua.
Yeah, I love that. And then there's like a lesbian couple with their children and things like that. It's just all really lovely, and it helps with your faith in humanity a little bit. It's
just
lovely.
Just a little. Not a lot, but...
Yeah, they're only stickers, but they're still lovely.
It shows that Facebook supports...
Yeah. Which is... It shouldn't be a big deal, but it's kind of a big deal. Like, because Facebook is the media where everyone communicates, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are getting in an uproar over it.
Oh, I'm sure we're gonna hear about it in a day or two. I think they just came out today.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like I would have known about them sooner if they had come out sooner.
Two sailors.
I love it. I love the sailors.
I don't know. That's just how we can delete people.
Yeah, right? Anybody who says they have a problem with the LGBT stickers, it's like, oh, guess what? We're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Some of the stickers I don't really get, but...
The one with the girl and just wearing a hat. She has a triangle on her shirt.
Yeah, the pink triangle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
She is gay and it's okay.
Alright.
Ooh.
Yeah.
As we're all just sitting here scrolling through these stickers. Like,
this makes for terrible podcasting.
Oh, God.
What, are you guys not enjoying us on our phones? This is not good podcasting? I don't know what your problem is. This is podcast gold. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
Are you sending us stickers, Kelsey?
She already did that. For like 5 minutes earlier today.
No, this is on Super Pod Pals, because John Smith is super excited and sending them all.
Nice.
So I'm sending.
Yep. yep. This is our life.
Yeah, I think I sent you like all the stickers earlier.
At least half of them.
What the fuck was I saying? Thinking.
Redheaded scientist stickers?
No. Oh, so exciting.
LGBT stickers?
No, I was thinking we should talk about
Pride Month?
Yeah. No, the Yes All Women thing.
Yeah, yeah. We talked a little bit about that last night, but I mean, it wasn't recorded, so you guys didn't hear it.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
You people out there in podcast land.
Yeah. With the, if you're behind on it, the Yes All Women thing started with a guy who decided that he was going to go on a rampage and murder a bunch of people for not wanting to date him.
Well, what's his name? Elliot Rogers?
I don't know. I don't something fucking like care.
Elliot something. Elliot with
fucking
one T.
Asshole.
he murdered, I think it was 21 people, starting with his roommates. And
was it that before? Many? I thought it was only like 8.
Oh, I heard 21.
There was
now,
a lot of people
be
injured
wrong.
Because okay. maybe he went around with his
injured.
Car.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But
he started shooting
that morning,
at people on the street.
That morning, he sent his manifesto to his parents, who then, like...
And he had been making a series of awful YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, like, and it was 140 pages of just woman-hating. And I really wish I had remembered that we were going to discuss this, because I had a bunch of quotations picked out before. But
Elliot
it was just...
Roger.
Elliot Roger. It was just 140 pages of him saying things like, he was 22 years old. He didn't know why he couldn't get any girl to date him. He resented women for not wanting to date him.
Because he thought that because he had nice hair and Gucci sunglasses and a BMW and like all of this, he dressed nice and everything, then he didn't understand why women didn't want him.
In the manifesto, he calls his mother a selfish bitch for being with his father because his father wasn't well off. And if she had been smarter and less selfish, she could have been with a richer guy and he would have been richer and he would have been able to get laid, was his logic. So he's just that sort of person.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, huge, huge inflated ego sense of entitlement.
Yeah, kind of definitely thing. A megalomaniac kind of person.
Yeah.
The
scariest part was he put up a bunch of videos on YouTube where he had planned all of this out, and he put up videos. It was like hate videos against women and against a bunch of other people. And the cops actually, somebody called the cops because they were worried about him. And like a week before it happened, the cops actually showed up at his house because they were like, oh, something's going wrong. Like, he has all these videos. He might do something. He seems very terrifying. And at that time, he had all of the plans laying out in his bedroom and had fucking guns and shit all over his bedroom because he had already bought all the guns.
Oh, my God.
He had already had everything that he wanted. Mm-hmm. He already was planning on doing this. The cops were in his house.
And did he just talk his way out of it?
He talked his way out of it. He was able to convince them
that
everything
was
fine. Yeah.
Seriously,
which is
seriously disturbed person.
Scary that somebody was able to.
He doesn't seem stupid, like, based on the things.
No.
Because I read a lot of excerpts from his manifesto, and he doesn't seem like an unintelligent fellow. Mm-hmm. He seems like a awful fellow, but I can see him being able to talk his way out of a lot.
Mm hmm. And he ended up dying at the end of all of it. They're not really sure if it was a gunshot to, like, if it was a self-inflicted gunshot or if the cops had actually shot him, because the cops were chasing after him by the time, because he basically just went on a rampage and just went, because he wanted to, his idea was to shoot a sorority, and because he couldn't get in, then decided to shoot a bunch of women that were just standing in the street. And then he also shot his roommates.
Yeah.
Before he even started. And then just went driving and was shooting people on the sidewalk and was shooting at a cafe. And eventually then, like, crashed his car into a bunch of people and then crashed his car into, I think, a pole. And he died of a gunshot to the head, but they're not entirely sure if the cop shot him or if.
Yeah.
At least the last I read, I'm not sure if they had updated that or not.
In the excerpt where he's talking about his plan to kill his, he planned to kill his roommates. It's not like it was a coincidence.
Yeah.
He's like, he basically says, I am going to kill my roommates because they are nerds and they have annoying voices and I can't stand them.
Yeah.
So, he's like, just that's just how petty
fuck.
Mm-hmm. This person is.
He was under, like, mental health care for about 10 years. Like, his parents had him seeing various therapists over the years.
And he has spoken to his therapist. Yeah.
But, like, he started, once he turned 18, he kind of, like, stopped going more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Decided to stop taking his medication and shit.
Yeah. And this whole thing, I don't know the exact chain of events that led to the Yes All Women hashtag, but I'm assuming it's like
it started with one woman.
Yeah.
It started with the not all men thing. Like,
okay.
Yes, this is awful, but that's not how all men are, and it was kind of a backlash to that. It's just like, yeah, we know
that not all men are like that, but yes, all women have been harassed.
Okay, that makes sense.
Every single
For some
woman,
reason, I thought that the not all women thing was before. No, wait.
Not
yes,
all men.
Yes, all women.
Right.
Was before not all men. For some reason, I thought that.
I don't know if you saw this. There was, I guess, mentioned in the manifesto was some girl who is now, like, absolutely fucking terrified because this asshole is backed by like a shitload of men's rights activists now.
He is.
So, and this girl's like, I don't even fucking know this kid. Why is he writing about me?
He was on
was he infatuated with her or something?
I don't remember what it was, but it just like some random girl.
Before he had done all this, he found a bunch of like-minded people through like websites and stuff like that that supported his idea in
Well, I mean, there's a lot of, like, any activist group, there are, you can find anybody who agrees with anything.
Oh, absolutely.
And, like, a male activist page or whatever, chat room thing. Yeah. Like, there's just gonna be a lot. But, yeah, so I just kind of assume, like, the not all men thing, like, we know, like, people know that. It's not, like...
And that's good.
But not all men are like that.
But the problem is...
You horning into a conversation where somebody's talking about an awful thing. And like, well, no. In my defense, not all people are like that. And it's like, stop making this shit about you and listen for 5 minutes about how awful...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this whole thing, like, it just sheds light on a national, like, worldwide problem.
Oh, yeah.
It just shows like
it brought it to light, and now it's women are fucking opening their eyes and being like, no, this is enough.
Yeah,
like we are fucking done. We are standing up for ourselves and we're not gonna take it anymore.
Yeah,
because it's bullshit that every fucking woman has been harassed in some way or another. And it's true,
or has the fear of being harassed. Like,
I shouldn't have to go to a bar and worry if some guy is going to creepily try to hit on me and then, like, blow
slip
me off.
Slip something in your drink, follow you to your car.
Like, there's a lot about being a woman that is outlined in fear. We can't go walking at night. If a man looks at us for too long, we wonder why, and we wonder where we're going to be an hour from now if we do the wrong thing. Like, it's just... There's a lot about being a woman that isn't talked about. It's just part of the way things are. Like,
and it shouldn't be.
And it's not okay. Like, there's no reason to be afraid. Like, there shouldn't be a reason to be afraid to go outside, to go places alone,
to
be out at night, to wear the wrong thing, to talk to the wrong person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there is, you know, that's what we deal with literally every day.
Yeah, and I don't think that a lot of people realize.
It stems from, like, when you're younger, like, it's just something that was instilled in us that, yes, we need to dress a certain way so we don't attract men.
Yeah.
Like, younger kids in high school, like, the dress codes and stuff. Like, we're being forced to dress a certain way because we're going to attract male attention.
Yeah, like,
how about teaching...
A boy's shirt can say, like, I don't know, just, like, if your bra strap is showing, you have to change your...
Yeah.
Like... That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous.
It is completely ridiculous. And I think it's fantastic that even I have seen a couple people that are like, that weren't quite on the feminist side. They really did not understand why we were so angry. And this is bringing into light. Oh,
yeah. Because people are making a lot of good points. There's a lot of like really like intelligent conversations happening and dialogue. And it's wonderful.
I have no idea who tweeted it, but there was the one where being attacked by a shark is a legitimate fear. You people are okay with you not going to the ocean.
It's actually on my Facebook, so I can read it.
Yeah. I'll let you.
Yeah, here, let me go to it real quick.
There's a lot of, while you're looking, there's a lot of great articles that have been written by men who are supporting this whole thing. There's a lot of male
support that I've seen, and I love it.
Yeah, and I think everybody should support it. Males, females, everything. Like, I think 100% it's just about everybody being treated completely equally. You know, like, it's not, I'm not saying, like, men have no valid point in this. I'm just saying that, like, everybody should support this.
Like, okay, so I took that thing off my page, apparently. But basically, the quote was like, it's considered a rational fear to be afraid of a shark, even though one out of every couple thousand women is attacked by a shark. One in every six women. Is it one in every six or one in every three?
I think it's one in every four.
We're going to say four, but that might not be completely correct. Women is attacked by a man in her lifetime, yet being afraid of men is considered misogyny.
Yeah.
Which is, I think I deleted it because it seemed like a far-reaching simile, but it does have a point. Like, I just am uncomfortable with how easy it is to be misinterpreted as a misogynist. I am not a misogynist. I love men.
Oh, like, absolutely. People tend to think that... Misandrist.
Yeah. Right.
People tend to synonymize... Is that a word?
Yes.
Okay.
English major?
Feminism with misandry.
Yeah.
And it's not the same thing. No. I love men. I love people of all genders. I am married to a person who identifies, I'm pretty sure, as a male.
Yeah. Like, being a feminist is just about not ever wanting to be secondary to a man. It doesn't mean that we don't respect men. I respect men. I respect women.
Yeah.
And I respect them equally.
I have no interest in standing. I have no interest in standing behind you, but I will gladly stand beside you.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I wasn't terribly articulate about it, but I got asked recently about why Jeff and I don't use husband and wife in referring to each other. We call each other partners, and it's just kind of like, as much as I get this question, I feel like I should have a more like prepared answer, but it's just like the best I could come up with is that marriage is kind of an archaic thing. Like, we don't see it as like a possession and ownership thing. We see each other on equal footing.
You guys love food.
Foodies. Go on. Sorry.
On equal footing, like, we see each other as equals. Like, his opinion has as much weight as mine. Like,
right, exactly.
I am not his wife. He does not own me. Like, we're in this together 50-50. So, like, he is my partner. And I mean, yeah, legally, yes, we are married. So, technically, he's the man in the relationship. He is my husband. But... marriage is archaic. I'm going with that.
Yeah,
it is completely archaic.
And it's
all
archaic. The way you look at it.
And it is all in how you look at it. Like, and in the same you know, conversation, I think that where the fuck am I talking?
I don't know.
I also think that we should have the choice if we want to be in a quote unquote stereotypical man and woman relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
That's also your option. Yeah, if you want to have babies and be a home mother.
Yeah, there's nothing that says you
like, okay,
I'm a feminist.
Yeah, I want both of those choices to be equally
okay. Okay, so I just think that a lot of time when we discuss things like this, there's kind of like, I'm a feminist, but I would love to have kids someday. Mm-hmm. Not right now, but someday. And yeah. I would love to get married someday. They're not mutually exclusive. It's just, I think it's the difference is in how you allow people to look at you. I've had a lot of relationships, surprisingly, where a lot of men aren't really familiar or really comfortable with a woman wanting to be on equal footing with them, which you would think that in the 21st century, well, that would
they,
be an
they
issue.
Have the very much idea of, I want to take care of you.
Yes.
Which, and it's like, I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate that.
But it makes me resent you.
A little bit. It's like, I am a goddamn adult. Exactly. I can take care of myself. You're here because I want you to be here.
Yes.
Not
I want
I need
you to care.
I've been taking care of myself for this long.
I feel like, honestly, like, my problem is a little bit, I am a small person. I have a baby face. I have to struggle to be taken seriously to begin with. And the fact that...
Oh, Jesus.
I...
Is that on?
What is happening? Oh, okay. I see what's happening.
Oh, man. I wish I would have realized that last show, because it was just picking up the fan the whole fucking time.
Yeah, I was really wondering what that background sound
suck. Oh, god damn it.
Because I think these are
know.
Pretty good.
I don't know if that's recording or not.
I don't know.
It's plugged in and it's on. Oh, that track?
The track's not on, so maybe it's not recording.
Unless...
I hope all of us are recording.
Yeah. Yeah, we're recording.
Right? Okay.
Unless that one isn't mic 4.
Hold on.
Should we stop the thing?
No.
Okay.
No, it's fine. I'm just...
No, that was gold. Why do I keep saying that?
Nope.
Gold. Okay, yep, it's mic 4. We're good.
Okay, good.
Nobody's
worried,
cut off.
Like, somebody was just not in it at all.
I'm
nope.
not articulate today at all.
You keep saying things are gold.
I yeah. do.
But yeah, I identify as a feminist. I am married to a man. I have a child. I am a stay-at-home mother.
Yeah.
And I choose to be. Like, my husband wasn't like, oh, well,
nobody
you had a kid.
Ever made you do
you
it.
Stay home. Yeah. You take care of the kid. It was decided, I think one of us should stay home. You have a full-time job right now with benefits. You keep working for the time being. Mm-hmm. I'll be the stay-at-home parent. Yeah. And then we'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
Here is an interesting question that I get. It's a kind of a frequent question. I don't know why it comes up. But... do you think it's okay for a man to hit a woman?
I don't think it's okay for anybody to hit anybody.
Yeah.
See, that's my answer, too.
Exactly.
But, that being said, if a woman or if anybody comes after you and hits you, and that person wants to be treated completely as an equal, yes, you should hit them, because that person just hit you, and if you need to defend yourself, then I think you should defend yourself.
I really kind of...
Are you talking about the Jay-Z and Solange thing? Is that where this is coming from?
No. Because there's... I kind of get what you're saying, because there's always, like, the... it's almost... I won't hit a woman is almost used as a sort of sexism. Like, it happens at work a lot. And I'm friends with all those guys and whatever. But I'll say something, and they'll be like, I wouldn't hit a woman, but... Blah, 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 blah. And I was like,
that... Does that make you think that you're a better person... Because you wouldn't hit a woman.
Good for sure trying to convey here.
It's almost like anybody else would, but I wouldn't. Wink. Like,
what the fuck does that even mean? Like, okay, you wouldn't hit a woman. Maybe you should say, hey, I wouldn't hit a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hit this weak creature, or I wouldn't hit a puppy, or I wouldn't hit a baby. Like, that all fucking sounds the same to me.
Yeah.
You know, maybe treat me like a...
It just comes from the...
person.
You know, the societal norm that was 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Where it was a normal and perfectly okay thing.
Yeah, I identify as a human being.
I actually was just reading a thing right before we came in here about... have you heard of I forget. I don't know if it's pronounced agender. It would be like asexual, agender.
Yeah, I feel like it's agender.
Yeah,
agender.
That makes more sense. I was reading all about that, and it's really interesting. There's like, I guess I don't think I've ever thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
you know, because there are, you know, women in transition, men in transition, but these people are just, they don't identify as either male or female, mm-hmm. and they dress and live their life accordingly, and they, like, they go by the the pronoun they and their.
Yeah, I've also heard them called genderqueer.
Okay. Because
they don't conform to, like, either side of the spectrum.
Yeah. I think it's just really interesting. Like, looking at the photos.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm. And there's a whole article. Maybe I can, like, link it or something.
But, it, and, like, that little thing inside your brain just goes, okay, I want to see if I can figure out if this is really a man or a woman.
Yeah. I caught myself doing that because.
And it's just like, I'm a terrible person.
Like, look at this.
I've been trying to train my brain to not.
Yeah. Like, it's hard not to, though. Like,
because it's just what your brain wants to do. Your brain wants to categorize things and put everything into boxes. That's what the human brain does.
From the time we are old enough to speak, mm-hmm. we are classifying things as either masculine or feminine. And English actually isn't the
Thank
worst.
Thank God we do not live
in France, a country where Spanish.
The language, everything is gendered.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Yeah.
To
that is why it's so hard for me to learn a foreign language, because I can't fucking remember what's masculine, what's feminine, what's neuter.
I tried so hard with French, but it's so intricate and crazy.
Yeah.
And it's pretty.
And then, like, depending on the gender, like, the pluralization of words changes.
Randomly.
What the fuck, Europe?
Yeah, I know. But we just basically have the he and she, right? Like, there's no, like, we don't have to change our words in a sentence according to male or female.
Yeah, and, like, every feminine. our definite article is just the.
Yeah.
It's, like,
so helpful.
The cat, not she cat or he cat or, you know.
And, you know, like, I wish I could remember more words. I took 3 years of Spanish, but I didn't stick at all.
2 years of German.
I don't remember none of it.
No, none of these things are correct. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But yeah, that would be awful. Especially if you wanted to be agender and you were trying to talk about someone who was agender.
I want to say it is of Mexican origin, but they actually, like, there's a word for, like, the transitioning or the agendered person, and I wish I could remember what it was.
We could look it up then.
Yeah, it's actually I'm still reading. I haven't read shit for days, and I'm disappointed in myself. Reading the book Gender Outlaws, and it was in there.
Oh, cool!
It's a good book.
I should
enjoy it.
Look it. I want to start reading more, like, progressive sociology gender books.
I feel like we had this conversation recently.
Did we?
I just got mad deja vu.
Think on the podcast.
Maybe.
Just like, wait a minute.
I think you were.
About this.
Did we talk about, like, what we were into, and you were like, I'm reading books, and I was like, I want to read books.
It's and probably what it was.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book that's like this. I want to read more books like that.
Basically every.
Shut up, Ashley.
Every book people talk about that I haven't read, I'm just like, yeah.
You know what? You know what, nerd?
Stop it.
Nerd? What is this? Is this David Tennant in comic form? Yeah, it is.
You have the comic?
I have many comics.
Ashley just got very serious.
There was a humble bundle of Doctor Who comics.
Humble,
$15 bumble. And you get like 60 comics.
Shit.
I don't know if it's still running. They're all digital downloads too. You don't get physical copies.
I don't understand how you are my friend and you didn't tell me.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't understand.
I'm gonna pause this. We'll be.
We're gonna fight.
Okay, we're back. All which right. was like no time at all for you and really only a minute for us.
We didn't really fight.
Yes, they did.
We're okay now.
It was all
that
talk about hitting women. We just had to hit women.
We just had to hit. So much aggressive.
We just had to go over and beat the shit out of Bill just to make ourselves feel better.
But
that's what feminists do, right?
Yeah, but totally. Okay. I know you kind of rolled your eyes at this, but the Jay-Z and Solange thing. I do kind of want to touch on it because
Actually,
a lot of people are making, like, jokes and shit about it. Like, oh, you know how, you know, this little girl, you know, attacking this big guy, and everybody's making a joke out of it. And it's like, Okay, if it was the other way around, Jay-Z would be in jail right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. why is it acceptable and even somewhat laughable. Hilarious
there
to people?
There was a study done. Maybe. Wow. Maybe it was on a TV show. I don't really remember. I remember watching a YouTube video where they did a couple who were fighting, and they were both actors, and they fought in the streets. Mm-hmm. And the first time they fought, the man was fighting and hitting, like, pushing back at the woman.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really hitting her. It was, like, more pushing and aggressive and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And people would come up to the guy out of the street and be like, what is wrong with you? You can't do that. This is why, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then they did it opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Where the woman beat the shit out of the guy. And the woman was way more aggressive. Like, she was actually hitting him. Because at first, people are just staring and nobody was saying anything. So she just kept doing it more and more and more and more and more. To the point where she, like, threw him down in the street. And people were cheering.
Oh, that's disgusting.
People were fucking cheering.
Yeah,
and being
that's not
like, what the... And I was, like, watching this, like, what in the actual fuck?
Yeah.
And crazy.
Like, that is the exact same thing. Both of those situations are wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter the gender. Like, domestic violence is domestic violence. Like,
and, like, something that is not even ever talked about is domestic violence towards, like...
Towards men.
Like, towards men. But also domestic violence in gay relationships also.
Yeah.
Where it's two men. People don't consider that domestic
or
violence...
Or two women.
Or two women. But people don't consider that really domestic violence at all because, you know, it's... And it's... It should be. And it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you go to fucking cops about something like that, and they're just like, and?
Two men. Oh, they're having a cat fight. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Or two dudes.
You
know, whatever.
They're in an abusive relationship.
Yeah. Nobody takes, like, domestic violence seriously unless it's man on woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very strange. I've never thought about it before.
And it's not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like,
and just the whole Solange, how do you say her name?
Solange.
I can't talk today.
It's fine.
Let alone her
Beyonce's sister.
Beyonce's sister. Like, I hate how much it was blown up. Like, mm-hmm. I hate that it was so much, like, talked about, and there was so much scrutiny on their lives and things like that. And I was just like, yeah, it would take,
I mean,
like,
ultimately, who the fuck cares?
Yeah, I mean, it would take, like, 271 women being kidnapped by a terrorist group to be more important.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you would
I saw that.
You would think, no.
Who said that?
Joel McHale.
Yes.
I don't know.
I love Joel McHale.
Me too. But yeah, like, he...
Wasn't that his comment on Kim and Kanye's wedding?
No, he said it about Solange.
Okay, was it?
Solange.
Yes.
He said it about, you know, he was like, it's really
great.
Funny that this is getting
that.
So much attention.
Yeah, but, like, the real tragedy out there, like...
And I sometimes wonder, I'm like, are people paid? I know it's this huge conspiracy theory, mm-hmm. but I think I'm buying into it. Where I'm like, are celebrities just fucking paid to do something crazy when something else more important is happening? So everybody
to, like,
is
deflect
looking
from it.
Because they know how stupid people are.
Well, yeah, like, Kim and... Or, yeah, fucking the Kim Kardashian and whatever the fuck...
Kanye West
got married at the same time that there's this big, like, fucking feminist thing going on.
Yeah. To deflect from the issue.
Maybe? I don't know about Kanye's wedding.
I feel like
Kanye,
there would have to be, like some serious, like, Hollywood Illuminati shit going on for that to be real.
It's real, Aislinn. I'm gonna find them.
Okay.
You'll find me in a day or two and I'll just be dead.
You do your Dan Brown-esque search.
You'll just walk into a room and there's, like, papers posted on the wall everywhere.
Of, like, Tom Hanks's
there's just little strings.
Like, you too, Tom. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
I thought you were one of the good ones.
Oh, God. I always get the Da Vinci Code and National Treasure confused. I don't
really
know why.
I have a deep, 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 deep disdain of Nicolas Cage. I just...
Oh my God, me too. I
really
freaking hate Nicolas Cage.
I can't stand
really?
Anything
yes.
he's in.
I've met people who have been so offended
him.
By how much I hate Nick Cage.
Oh,
no.
God, no.
I hate him so much.
No.
His face is always the same and his voice is
he's
so annoying.
Awful.
I've never seen the only movie you know I've ever kind of enjoyed him in is Kick-Ass.
I didn't see that.
But he was wearing a mask the whole time.
You didn't have to look at his goofy ass face.
And he wasn't like a main character, and he was supposed to be like dead.
And he died.
He was barely in it. Yeah.
I love that shit.
He was barely in it.
Nick Cage dies.
He's terrible.
I know.
He's on the same level with me as Nickelback. I hate them both equally. They remind me of each other.
Yeah. No, I get it though. I get it.
Who else? There
is a weird connection there, but I see it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything I have seen Nicolas Cage in that I liked? To the IMDb.
To the interwebs. I like to think that we are flying there right now in our invisible jet.
He got to be fucking Ghost Rider, which is just
disgusting. And that was such a bad movie.
Nicolas
Assface.
Oh, okay. There's no H in his name. That's why he wasn't coming up.
Ew, really?
Like, that's what makes him gross.
It's Nicolas. Okay, actually, there is one thing I enjoy that he's in that I watch regularly, which is The Croods, because my kid fucking loves that movie. But it's voice acting.
It's voice acting. That doesn't count.
You can't see how...
The Croods, the movie?
Yeah,
the caveman. I love that movie. It's so cute.
Yeah, he's the dad.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Come on. Okay, I liked Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but I don't fucking remember him being in it. Haven't seen it. I saw Honeymoon in Vegas a long time ago. I don't remember if I enjoyed that. I remember wanting to see Face Off when I was like 14.
I've heard good things about that movie, but I haven't watched it because of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, right. I remember several years ago, I was dating a guy and he really liked the movie Lord of War that Nicolas Cage was in, and I was like, this movie's awful and I hate Nicolas Cage. Please turn it off. See, National Treasure, Lord of War, Ghost Rider, Grindhouse. He was in the fake trailers, the Werewolf Women of the SS. He was Fu Manchu. Yep. He did a voice for G-Force.
Oh.
The guinea pig, like,
oh,
action movie. Alright, yeah, he was in Kick-Ass. Sorcerer's Apprentice. I kind of wanted to see that because I like Jay Baruchel. Baruchel, whatever. Yeah, I just have no real desire to see, like, anything that he's ever in because it all looks terrible. Ooh, yep. National Treasure 3 is in development right now.
Fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
That needs to exist.
It does, Ashley. It does. It'll deflect from the next great tragedy.
Yep. That's what it does. Jesus Christ.
That doesn't really work on a worldwide scale, though, because do people in other countries really give a shit about American celebrities?
Good question.
But they would give a shit about, like, you know, almost 300 girls being kidnapped.
I don't know. I just think they're trying to keep the American people stupid.
Oh, I believe that.
Like,
Kelsey, have you thought out your theory very well? Your conspiracy theory?
Yes, I'm thinking it out right now. Shut up, Ashley. No, I don't know. I need to think of reasons why. Okay, I'm like, yeah, you know, track down my evidence. But I just think that American people are so stupid and getting...
Oh, it's true.
Even more stupid.
Oh, sorry. Bring this back around. totally forgot, because, like, it's just been popping up everywhere lately. It is now legal to marry someone of the same sex in our state.
Yay!
Governor Corbett did not try to appeal, even though, like, 6 months ago, he equated homosexuality to incest, because he's an idiot.
Yes, he did that.
He is an idiot.
He also said that if his child was dying of cancer and suffering through chemo, that he would not give them pot, even if it was legal.
I can't wait till election time rolls around and his ass can leave.
I know. Can we get rid of him? He's the worst.
Seriously.
Oh my god. Like, trying to fucking...
But thanks for not appealing.
Yeah, that's yeah, that was very wonderful much
of you.
Not that you had any say in voting.
I sounded sarcastic, but it really was wonderful of you.
Yeah. It was more of a constitutional right that they can marry and...
Yeah.
It was just basically voted that our law was unconstitutional.
Yeah, and so, he didn't try to appeal, so that was cool.
At work, right after it happened, I was talking to my one of my lesbian friends who works at Red Robin. And we were just talking about it. She's like, yeah, I can marry my girlfriend now, blah, 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 blah. Really excited, really happy, mm-hmm. really good for her. And this guy, this server, I've talked about him before. He's the awful one. But he went up to us and he's like, she can't actually marry. Like, with her standing there. And I was like, actually, like, you know, Corbett took away the right to appeal. Is that how that goes?
He was offered an appeal to the vote, and he chose not to appeal.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
I told him that. I was like, you know, Corbett is not appealing, blah, 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 blah. And he's just like, no, you're wrong.
Same-sex couples have been getting married in the past week since this has happened.
I know. And he's like, he's like, it didn't really happen. They turned it down. And I was like, that is wishful thinking, because he is that kind of person.
Do you watch Fox News, sir?
That is wishful thinking, sir.
Do you listen to the Rush Limbaugh?
Like, Elaine in the kitchen has already set her wedding date. Like,
okay, so my first day at working at the mall, Things Remembered, they sell a lot of wedding stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
And my boss had told me, he's like, yeah, it's, you know, it's starting to get wedding season, and this year they're probably going to have a lot more weddings than they normally do, so we'll probably get very busy. And I didn't really think anything of it. I was like, yeah, wedding season, okay, yeah, cool. And then, like, these younger girls walk up to me. They're probably about our age. And they come up to the side, and they're, like, looking at all the wedding stuff, so I go up to them. And what we normally say is, oh, hi, when's the date? Or when's the wedding? And they go, well, we haven't really set one. We've been engaged for about 3 years now.
Aww.
But we didn't realize that it could be legal. You know, we didn't think this day would ever come. So now we just want to go out and get married, like, right away. But we also want to, like, plan our dream wedding.
Aww.
So, like, they were like,
go to the courthouse, make it legal.
Yeah, they said they said it took everything that they had not to just go out to the courthouse that day and get everything. And so, like, my first day at work, I was tearing up. And I was just like, sweet. I was like, oh my god, that's so beautiful.
Am I still on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, the headphone thing dropped. I think it detached a little and you couldn't hear yourself.
Gotcha.
But yeah, like, my first day, I'm almost crying. And that's sweet. I didn't even think of that. I'm such an asshole. I'm like, And I was just like, you should plan your dream wedding.
Yeah.
I was like,
go and get the piece of paper.
I was like, it's just a piece of paper. Yeah. If you want to have that, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I was like, you should absolutely have your dream wedding. Plan it out. Take your time.
I think your headphones are unplugged.
I can hear in my headphones. Maybe I can't. No, that's not my headphones.
Yes, it is.
Somebody's headphones were unplugged. Whoever's is coming over right here.
Oh, maybe it's me?
It might have been yours.
Because I couldn't hear.
You couldn't hear yourself.
Okay.
This thing
that's
better, like, counterweight.
Sorry, guys. I was very confused by the turn of events.
Or if you could, like, fix it to the winter side. I don't know.
Yeah. But, like,
now nobody can hear themselves.
Maybe unwrap it from that cord there.
Okay, perfect. We're back in business.
It's wrapped around your microphone cord.
We only have 10 more minutes to go.
It's too late now. We've come too far.
Let's just talk it out. And be very still.
Nobody move.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they should just go get their marriage license, have a marriage, and then have a wedding later. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think people understand that they're two separate things.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And if you have it, like, done at the courthouse to, like, get the legality out of the way,
yeah.
You could have anybody you fucking want perform the ceremony.
Yep.
Elvis.
Yeah. Like, somebody who isn't even, like, technically, like... allowed to officiate a wedding. Yeah, because as long as
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you have an official marriage license, like, signed by a judge of your county.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Cool. It's just a ceremony. You don't have to have, like, a minister or
especially if you're not religious.
Or whatever.
Like,
you don't have to.
Takes all the pressure away.
And if you do it that way, you don't have to pay somebody to, quote-unquote, marry you.
Yeah. I mean, you still have to pay for the...
You still have to pay, yes, you have to pay for the paper. Yeah. But you don't have, like, normally people who are judges and ministers and stuff like that, you have to pay them a fee in order mm-hmm. to do that.
Mm-hmm. If you just get a friend.
Yeah. What, like, you're paying, and I think it, like, must...
I'll give you an extra plate of food at the reception. How about that, friend?
Yeah.
You will you not can have pick... to get me a wedding present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any of these wedding presents that I get double of... I'll give you
it's
one.
It's all you.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can even return it and get something you actually want. Whatever.
Oh, man. I kind of want to get married again because it's like fucking Christmas.
Yeah.
So many presents.
I've thought about the whole wedding thing and I'm like, this is so much money for a wedding. And then I'm like, could have a backyard wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Where we could do hot dogs and hamburgers and do, like, stuff on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And then spend all of our money on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
It's essentially what we did. We had a potluck.
Yeah.
Reception. We went to the courthouse.
I'm sorry. I love my friends and I love my family, but mm-hmm. it's my day.
Yeah.
And I want to spend that time with the person I love.
If you want to have a big, lavish ceremony in a giant cathedral, that's great. If you want to, like, get married barefoot in your backyard, that's fucking great, too.
Yeah.
My thing is, like, with my family situation, I think an actual wedding would just depress me. Because it would be, like, groom side would have, you know, a lot of people and stuff, and I would have, like, two on mine. I mean, not counting friends, obviously.
I was gonna say,
I mean, there's your sister and her three kids. Yeah. So there's at least four people.
Yeah. It's just I would just rather have a big party than an actual wedding. I would just rather go to the courthouse, do that there. Maybe have
You could just not have sides.
Oh, you just have people sit in a circle.
People can sit wherever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have seen photos from weddings. It's like, pick a seat, not a side. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all here for the same reason.
That's cool. Yeah. But honestly, the only reason I'd ever want to have a wedding is just, like, I would love to wear a wedding dress.
Mm.
And I was like, is that a good enough reason? Because I'm poor.
You know what I think are the cool weddings?
You just go try on dresses.
I don't think that I could ever talk
Bill. Do that
Bill
already.
I don't think I could ever talk Bill into this, but having, like, a wedding where... I think it's really cool where they have, like, everybody dance down the aisle and do, like, choreographed, like, fucking music. I've always thought that they're really awesome, but then I'm like, they're also very stupid.
Like those things from, like, fucking high school dances where, like, people line up on either side and then you, like, you take turns, like, coming down.
Yeah. Yep.
God, that would be
I am not
fun.
Being in your wedding.
That would be so much fun. I'll do it.
See?
I'll do
nope.
it.
Nope.
This
not
one
it.
Right here.
Not freaking it.
No, I probably wouldn't do that.
If I ever get married, though, I have already decided what colors I want. I want to wear a bright red dress, but like a bright red ball gown, and then I'd want, like, all my bridesmaids to wear white, all the groomsmen to wear black, and then have a black and white wedding with only, like, the bride wearing color.
Mm. I wanted to get married in Lydia's wedding dress from Beetlejuice.
Really?
That was my original intent.
Oh, that's awesome.
And have, like, whoever I was marrying wear, like, that god-awful tux with, like, the fucking ruffles and shit.
That's awesome.
That didn't happen because that's, like, fucking expensive.
You know, wedding traditions have been made for no reasons. For, like, archaic reasons. Like,
yeah.
The white dress.
Virgin.
That's a fairly recent thing.
I have no need for anyone that I know. I have no need for anyone that I know to think that I'm virginal. I would rather wear a color that I love.
Yeah. And I wore black.
Yeah.
And Jeff wore a white tux.
Nice.
Yeah.
Meh. Yeah. Oh, weddings.
Oh, funsies.
And guys out there, if you want to get a cheap tux, if for any reason, and like not rent it, you can like buy a tux essentially for the same price of what you would rent one. There's a website called Uniformal Warehouse, spelled Uniform AL Warehouse. They do, it's a place where you get like uniforms for like chefs and the concierge and things like that. So, I mean, they're not like super awesome, like, you know, it's not an Armani tux or anything, but it gets the job done. Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you can get them in like any color. You can get married in those fucking rad ass chef pants if you want to.
All right. You can wear Crocs.
Bill will wear Crocs.
Yeah, I see that.
No.
He'll get a new pair with the skeleton print on the top. Once it actually fit him. Yeah. I can see it.
No.
He'll walk down the aisle with Murph on his arm. That was great.
That would be awesome.
I still can't believe he learned how to sew just to make Murph.
That was awesome.
So proud of him for
and
that.
People fucking died. My God.
So funny.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad that Emerus was at my table.
Right?
I loved it. Loved it so much. He was just dying.
Emerus was almost crying. He was laughing so
I
hard.
Felt really bad sticking Caitlin right after Bill. But at the time when we were making the set list, we only had like 8 people signed up.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. We're trying to, you know, intersperse, you know, the people who have, like, experienced and, like, set performances with people who are still kind of trying to hone their act a little bit more. And it's just, that's just kind of the way it went.
Yeah.
And I felt bad. And she's like, I have to follow Bill. Are you fucking kidding me? I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine.
I won't do it next time. speaking of shows, we have another presents show coming up on the 1st of July.
Yeah,
with the lovely Brandy Posey from the No Shit. Guess what her podcast is called? Lady to Lady. What?
I know, it's so crazy.
What?
I saw that and I was just like, oh,
oops.
That's
I was like, Jeff told me that and I was like, oh shit, who started their podcast first? Her? Shit.
We did not... I have never even heard her podcast.
Not to be an asshole, but I didn't even know you existed. I'm sorry.
We swear to God we didn't steal it after you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different.
It's fine.
Enough. It's fine. It's fine. The
and
logos
it wasn't
are
like we did like
different.
Ladies on Ladies or anything.
Well, the network joke is like they're renaming like all the podcasts. We are, instead of Girls on Girls, we're Ladies Under Ladies.
That changes the context
you,
so
you can
much.
Thank Serving Ice for that nugget, I believe.
That changes the...
That's great.
Yeah.
Changes what it means.
Yeah, it really does.
So I was talking about the podcast at work, and I was like, oh, it's called Girls on Girls. And they were like, you would have a podcast called Girls on Girls.
Yeah. But anyway, she, I guess, is an up-and-coming comedian who is touring the country, much like Mr. David Ross, who just came through at the beginning of May. And he had such a good time in our area that she was like, hey, I would like to stop there on my tour.
Which is awesome.
We coordinated a date, which is unfortunately 3 days after the next open mic.
People will still go.
I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
But opening for her, we have The Feature. The Feature is a new Mun Mom Presents feature. Mr. Kevin Seibert.
Ooh.
Of the Portable Power podcast.
That's exciting. He's wonderful and funny.
He is. I like Kevin. He's a good kid. Mm-hmm. And I think I've sold him on Mario Kart, and
he had to be sold on Mario Kart.
He is really put off by it, by the accessibility of the blue turtle shell, which is a shell that like stops you dead in your tracks and you cannot dodge it.
Yeah.
So he was very unsure about getting it, and he also doesn't like the tilt control, having to like move the Wiimote.
Oh, I don't do that. I just use the joystick thing.
Yeah. I was like, I can't do the tilt control either. I use the joystick.
And that makes up for it.
Yeah. So I think I might have sold him on it.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. I versed my brother today, and I kind of beat him. He was nice. He's like, you don't have to worry about blue shells if you're good. And I was like, who's good now, motherfucker?
You always have to worry about blue shells.
It's true.
Yeah. Unless, because when you're going through, you know, those fucking, you're basically like on a Donkey Kong Mountain when you're going up and you go through that little thing that spits you out.
Sure.
And you're in the air, sure. Right? If you get in one of those in time before the blue shell gets to you, it can't hit you. It'll just disappear.
Yeah, there are rare situations.
Small loopholes.
Yeah.
I just try to get as many people down with me as I can, if that's possible. Or hopefully I'm far enough ahead that it doesn't matter. I love Mario Kart.
Kelsey is brutal in video games.
Yeah.
She's brutal. She is ruthless, and she turns into a dictator.
Yeah.
With any game.
Or board games, too.
We were playing Risk, and Kelsey, I just was standing it takes over. Her seconds to turn into a dictator.
I was, like, standing seconds. Over the board game, like, just slumped. Like talking in a low voice.
She looked like Napoleon.
I did.
Standing on the edge of the table. She's like gripping the edge of the table like oh.
It's actually sort of terrifying. There's this click in my head that's like, okay.
She takes
you are
over.
Going to make them burn.
Like, yes.
We are going to make the world burn.
So
anyway, Brandy Posey.
Brandy Posey's show. Yeah, sorry.
I'm very excited.
Mario Kart. That was all my fault.
No, it's okay.
Also, Mr. John Smith is going to regale us with some of his fantastic storytelling.
Which that I love.
Hilarious man. Love that guy.
It's kind of
great life.
Let's see. Who else?
Bill.
I think Bill. Bill. Yes. Bill is potentially our opener.
Yes.
Since I think he's done every Mon Mom Presents now. So we might retire Bill for the next one. And last but not least, our very own podcast co-host, Miss Kelsey.
Yeah.
Is going to be an opener for Brandy Posey.
I know.
They're Facebook friends now. It's official.
I know. I was so shocked. I was like, how did she find me? She lives in LA. I live here. I was like, I went through all my stuff. I was like, I don't look cool enough to be friends with her. I fixed some things. I was like, well, you need to make myself look better.
You both had like the long red hair. So, I mean, yeah.
No, she looks really cool. She looks really interesting.
She looks awesome. I'm excited to meet her.
We should like finagle her into having her on the podcast while she's in town. If we can, or
if,
something.
If we can make it work, we totally should.
Or we should befriend her. Don't listen to this if you are. I'm sorry. But we should befriend her and then, like, Skype her or something and have her on.
Oh, totally.
If she's cool.
Speaking of Skype, a bug was put in Jeff's ear to have a Skype guest, a previous guest of the Popular Outcast podcast, Miss Heather Mahler of Vine fame has said, you know, and just kind of, if they're ever looking for a guest, you know.
Oh, she listens?
Apparently.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Apparently, so does Jonas. And we talked about the body hair thing, and we kind of made him feel like a bad person for a little bit.
Oh.
That kind of went for all the guys that listened, though.
Yeah.
Jeff kind of wouldn't let it go for like a week.
Oh,
I know. Bill won't either.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, right.
It's like the perks of no connection.
Yeah,
just like Bill out of nowhere, Mike Bennett starts texting you.
No one's bothering her about this. Mike Bennett.
Yeah.
Take it.
Bill defended himself and he was.
No,
he,
yeah.
He
we
tried to defend himself on the podcast.
Yeah, we.
But he got
we let him touch on it on an episode
it's
and
fine.
We're just like, you know. We're sorry how it came out, and we know that's not what you guys meant. And it, bring it back around to the not all men thing. Yep. It's like, yeah, we know not all men, but we're using it as a learning point. We even said, like, we don't think you guys are terrible people. It's just the way it came off. If you isolate that particular conversation, it feels very body shamey. So yeah, if you're in the central Pennsylvania area,
really hot in here,
or even if you're not, come to the Brandy Posey show.
Yeah, we should post a link to her comedy, maybe.
Come
to this.
On down.
That would be great.
Yeah. It's a Tuesday night.
Isn't it July 1st?
Yeah. I know that's a little inconvenient for some people, but it'll be worth it. Because it's free. It's free. Her show is free. No cover charge at the door.
No money.
Yep. And you get to have a good time, drinks,
zero money,
fun people.
You do have to spend money if you want to buy alcohol or beverages. Yeah.
The tall Yingling cans have gone up $1, but a lot of the mixed drinks have gone down in price.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
there's that.
It evens out. There's various beers. There's no taps in the basement of the Eagles, but there is a pretty wide variety of beers in the fridge.
You call that a wide variety?
Well, there's like five beers. None of them are.
It's better than
no
beer.
I didn't say it was
Ashley.
A good variety.
It's better than no beer.
It's like Coors Light, Miller Lite, Yingling Lager.
There's a bunch of American lagers.
Yeah.
If you want American lagers, they have them. And I think they have.
I don't even know what some of those
Heineken,
are.
Heineken.
Oh, they do have Heineken.
Yep. But if you want Yingling Lager, which is the only one you should really be drinking anyway,
because it's $3 for a tall can, which is essentially two beers.
Oh,
so
it's not a bad beer.
It's not. It's a local favorite. I know my friend who, she used to live in Connecticut. She lives in Massachusetts now. Mm-hmm. But she, like, when she would come down to visit, she would buy a couple cases of Yingling to take back with her because friends requested
Yingling. Know
because it's so much cheaper here than it is for them up there.
My one friend posted a picture that it was the top 30 worst American-made beers.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Yingling was, like, number, or no, it was the top 30 of the shitty-ass beers, but they ranked them as, like, number one being the best of the shitty beers,
okay,
and then,
yeah,
like, 30 being the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Yingling was, like, number 20. And I'm, like, sold out by Budweiser.
Budweiser is actually considered a, like, an international favorite, surprisingly. I don't get it. I think because it translates better warm, and in Europe, like, you see a lot more drinking of warm beer than chilled beer.
I don't know. I was just like, I don't fucking understand.
Yeah. Oh my god. When we were doing
And sold out by Natty Ice.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
So that should tell you how, like, stupid this fucking list was.
Yeah. Right. Real quick before we go, just quick anecdote. Rewiring the chicken run yesterday, which took like 5 fucking hours.
Chickens.
But they're outside, so I don't care. Jeff's dad is a beer man. His business is in my backyard. That sounds weird.
Yeah, that did sound weird. I liked it.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh.
No. Oh. And in his office there's a refrigerator that is always full of beer, and his Ooh. Beer of choice at the moment is Coors Light. And I got halfway through a can and I was like, I can't fucking drink this. This is awful.
Gross.
This is the worst.
Yeah, I can't. I can't. I don't like it.
They're weird cans, like They're slightly skinnier than the average can, and they're a little bit taller.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't like it. It's.
Do you really have the Rocky Mountains in your cooler?
Tap the Rockies.
It tastes like shit.
It doesn't taste like shit. It tastes like nothing. It tastes like you're drinking seltzer water.
Yeah.
The same thing with
just unpleasant, dirty seltzer water.
Yeah, seriously. Kept trying to offer one to Isaac every time someone went to the fridge. Isaac, you want a beer? Isaac, beer? Isaac, beer? And he's like, no. It's
like, What's the point of drinking that?
Drunkness.
Hydration.
You barely get drunk.
It's like
off
adult
of it.
Soda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, beer.
Anyway.
Beer.
Kinda.
Don't buy Natty Ice or Coors Light. Anything that has light in the title, don't buy anything light. Don't be that person. Don't be that
person.
If you
want a good beer that's cheap, just get Yingling. And if you want, like, a good beer, learn to taste a good beer.
Go to a brewery. Yeah, go to a pub that brews their own beer.
Go to a place that has, like, a microbrewery or something that you can taste them.
Yeah.
You can There's go to a place a lot where you can have, like, area. Samples.
Yeah, we have a lot of good ones in our
if
area.
If you taste, like, those beers versus, like, almost anything that you can get in a can.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys been to Huge Bottle difference. Works at all? I've no, heard I about it.
Yes.
Is it good?
Yes.
I want to go.
I like
I've heard so many good things about it.
It's very awesome.
It just sounds wonderful. Yeah. I love the Smiling Chameleon as far as beers go. Oh, I love that place.
So many taps.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, God. Now I want guacamole. God damn it.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I always get their quesadillas.
All right. Hungry. I'm going to go home and eat now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, listeners.